Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, it's Ricky here. Just wanted to jump on in front of this conversation with our guest today and say thank you for listening. Thank you so much. More than 4 years of the podcast broadcast is love. And I have made lots of mistakes along the way. God has been so gracious to me to teach me new things. One of the things that I have messed up on today is my microphone. So if you could please just forgive me for the sound and quality of my microphone, you can still hear me just like we're talking on the phone. So just see this episode today as a chit chat. Let's dive right in. And thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. And today we are talking with Dori Harrell. She is a lover of red licorice. We did not talk about this before, but it's on all of your bios. She's an award-winning writer and editor and a USA Today best-selling author. She's a speaker. She helps out writers all over, and you're actually helping me right now. So how are you, Dori?
Having a great day here in Bend, Oregon.
Yes, so we're talking on Zoom, and I just wanted to have Dori on because she's so unique. She loves the Lord. How are you today? How's God moving in your life today?
You know, I feel good today. I had COVID earlier this month. It ravaged my lungs. I will suffer permanent damage.
No.
It left an inflammation in my heart. And you know what? God is good, because the medication they gave me for my heart has taken away the pain in my lungs too. So it's amazing to feel good. And I don't want to take for granted the fact that I feel good today.
Wow. That is so hard. Well, and I've heard that from friends. One of my friends who I'm thinking of specifically, she's had a full recovery from it. So I'm hoping that that's the same for you, in Jesus' name, you know?
Yes, me too. He can work a miracle in my lungs. And I'm working with a pulmonologist now to develop a plan to keep them inflating.
Yeah. So right behind Dori, she has a sign that says everything's going to be all right. And another sign says take a deep breath. So I'm like, it's going to be all right, Dori, like take a deep breath, you know, but you're telling me that. So that's a good thing to broadcast. So I wanted to have you on because you are helping us out with a workbook for Broadcast is Love. And you're a Christian. I found you online, and you are an editor, and you know, you do so much work with writing and editing and writing novels. This is your full-time job, and the work that you do is so beautiful. You pay attention to detail, and I've just really enjoyed working with you. But I would love to know how God led you to do editing.
Oh, that's such a fascinating story. And I love it myself. I worked as a reporter for many years for newspapers, for the Seattle Times and for the Yakima Herald Republic, for the Everett Herald, Washington State newspapers. And when I left the newspaper business, people would hear, well, you're a writer, you're a writer, you're a writer. Will you edit my book? Will you edit my book? And then pretty soon, I just did it for fun. And pretty soon I had 6 books that were published. And I had empty nest syndrome when our youngest child left for college, and I didn't know what to do next. I didn't know where to turn. And my husband looked at me and he said, why don't you edit? You are releasing books as an editor now. Why don't you launch a business? I didn't know what I was doing. I did not know what I was doing. But I built a website and I studied everything grammar, because book publishing is quite a bit different than what we would call Associated Press, what the newspapers use. So book publishing uses the Chicago Manual of Style, very different style. So I spent 1 month just studying the Chicago Manual of Style and learning how to apply it, just teaching myself. I didn't know that there were organizations for editors. I didn't know that there were groups of editors who got together and talked nothing but editing and writing. I didn't know all of that when I started. And this is how good God is. I launched my business June 1, 2014. I've been editing full-time since that day without a family.
10 years.
10 years.
I read a book by Angela Duckworth. It's called Grit. And this is kind of like research that other people have found too, that if you've done something for 10 years or 10,000 hours, you're an expert at it. And so...
Well, I never wanted to do anything other than write, but I discovered when I started editing that I had an equal passion for editing as well as writing, and their passions that really blend together also. Yeah. And I love helping authors achieve their dreams and their goals, and I help publishers with that too. And so I edit for a mix of publishers and independent authors. And I don't know how, but the Lord provides for me every single month. And he never fails to answer that one prayer. Even yeah. when life happens, and even when you get sick, and even when you can't meet a deadline to save your life. But he gives authors grace, which allows me to get through those periods of time that happen to all of us. And then we catch up and we keep moving forward. And somehow he manages to work everything out for his good in these circumstances.
Yeah, a verse that I love to share is Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And just for the person who has any doubt that God doesn't got your back, he's got your back, but he is with you. And not only is he with you, but he will strengthen you and he will help you. So he, you know, strength, help. I need assistance every day. But the Lord is like, come to me, you know, all you are weary and heavy burdened. You know, that's like my verse of the year right now. I thank you for sharing that you did have weakness, but God is your strength and God has provided for you, because that's why we have this podcast, is like for people to come on and be like, look, like I am walking with the Lord every day, and he is providding all the time. He's good. And
he never, not that he fails in any department, but I know sometimes that we don't get our prayers answered. We don't get these things, but he's never, ever failed to answer positively to my prayer for being provided for. I live alone now, and so I have to pay my rent. And if you pay rent today, you know what I'm talking about. And all the associated expenses, I literally rely on him every month to supply the manuscripts needed to enable me to freelance full time.
Can you just encourage someone listening with, you said answer positively. I want to dive deeper into that.
You know, and again, not that he does things that are negative, but he has our best interest at heart.
Yeah.
More than we even know our own. We don't even know our own interests sometimes. Yeah. We think we know stuff, but he actually knows our own interests. He knows what's best for us. And so that when I see this every month from him, I understand that it gives me more focus in my prayers. He knows what's good for me. Mm-hmm. Right. And so for a long time, I thought I had to edit everything that came my way. Right. Because God was providing all of this and it came my way. I had to say yes to it. One of the positive things he has taught me through this prayer and his providence is that is not the case. Mm-hmm. And that he will provide, and to take the editing and the manuscripts that offer him more glory and him more praise. And I'll tell you, he will then supply more of those. The more I take of those, the more he supplies of those. And so I thought I had to edit stuff I wasn't comfortable with. I thought I had to edit stuff that I thought was wrong. I thought I don't. And I had to learn, but I had to learn that lesson. I had to learn that lesson by taking, because I accepted projects that I was very uncomfortable with, but once I accept, I will not send it back. I will do the job. And, but now I never, ever even think to take a project like that anymore. And I reject about 90% of the projects presented to me. I have the freedom and the liberty in him to reject.
Amen. Just like with insurance, like, and guests on the podcast, like, I believe that God will provide the clients and the guests and everything. And he does every time.
And he does. And he does. And
it's just the waiting part that doesn't really get promoted a lot. It's like, okay, I'm waiting on the Lord. And then at the exact time. So just to increase your faith for the person who's listening, just like if there's anything that you're waiting on the Lord for, just take that next right step with him, knowing that he will strengthen you, knowing that he will help you. Like, look to Jesus. He's where our help comes from. Look to the heavens, look up in the sky, close your eyes, like breathe, as Dory's sign says in the back, take a deep breath, you know, behind her in our little Zoom thing. But yeah, he knows what's good for you. And that's something that you said earlier. And I wrote that down. I'm like, God, you know what's good for me. And thank you for that. I ask every guest what Bible verse is encouraging you in this season, if you don't mind sharing that.
Yes, yes. And I have this one, and it's kind of a dual, you know, kind of has a dual meaning, which you'll hear right away when I say it to you. But it's Proverbs 3:3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. People are going through hard times, and we get very focused on the difficult things that we go through, business related, personal related, relationship related, all of it. We can get very, very focused on ourselves, and not that we don't have to take care of ourselves. We do, but everything that's come up lately with me has made me realize that I don't want to be so self-focused, that I want to find that mercy for other people. And I really like, write them upon the table of thine heart, because one, my heart is as a writer and as an editor. And when I'm working with someone, their project, their passion is something I write on my heart. In the same way that I love to have mercy my way, I want to be able to extend mercy through the people that I work with, too, for the hard things that they're going through. And so this verse just reminds me to keep everything in perspective. Amen. That's just not all about me. I do love the write them upon the table of thine heart. We're just called to write upon our own hearts. It's different, but it's applicable to like writing on pen and paper or typing on the computer. You write these things on your heart. So, because when we write something down, it's so that we don't forget it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when we write this on our heart, what I can't believe, and other business people will know the same way, when we write it on our heart, and we cannot talk to someone, or in my case, for an author, for years, and like, hey, do you remember when you worked on this project and I have a new one for you? I can remember every detail of that person, of that project, because they're written on my heart. Yeah. And so to me, it's a little bit like memorizing the certain aspects. So like, I don't remember every word of their manuscript, but I remember our contact, and I remember our connection, and I remember our reach and their story. And it's just a certain way that when we take that time to write on our heart, that God establishes that relationship for us, and we can recall it like a Bible verse. But we can recall that relationship, and we can recall that connection. And that is a real blessing when you're working on, you know, maybe 30 or 40 manuscripts a year, and to be able to take that time to write them on your heart. Also, you heard me talk about, there are some manuscripts I should have rejected. Those are erased from my heart.
Guard your heart, girl. Guard your heart.
Yep, guard your heart, for out of it come the wellspring
of life.
Yes. And so it has this dual aspect to it. And that's what I love about it, because what needs to be erased can be erased from our hearts.
Thank you so much. I mean, this is so beautiful what you're sharing with us, you know, and I'll read it in the New American Standard Bible translation. You know, you can read it in any translation, but just to read it in a different way, it says, do not let kindness and truth leave you. bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. And so just, I want that to encourage you today that don't let loving kindness and truth, like don't let it leave you. Remember God's kindness. Remember, you know, if someone has shown you kindness, if someone has shown you the truth of God, remember that today and just carry that with you. If you like get into a funk, you know, remember God's kindness, remember his mercy, his steadfast love for you. Dory, where can we go to get your books or connect with you? I mean, like, do you want to edit more books or how do we get people to connect? I will tell you
that it takes a little bit of time to get onto my schedule. If you're an author and you're interested in working with me, you can contact me at my email, Dori Harrell, DoriHarrell at gmail.com. I am on Facebook also. And those are my two main. I do have a website. If you put my name in Google, it'll just pop up. Yeah. So you can just go there. If you just put Dori Editor, it'll pop up, or Dori Harrell. You'll find my website easily enough.
I've just so appreciated your time and for going over. We were like, let's just do a quick 10-minute episode. Thank you for sharing everything that you've shared, your story, how God is using you, the encouragement, and knowing that he knows what's good for me. Like, that's what I'm going to remember from this episode. God knows what's good for me, hanging on to his truth and kindness and his faithfulness. So let's pray, and I'll put everything that you mentioned as far as links in the description of this podcast. Father God, thank you for today. I pray for the person listening that you've just drawn them closer to you in this time to know that they too can be used by you for your glory. And so Lord, I just pray for the person listening that the scriptures that were shared today are written on the tablet of their hearts. And I just pray for Dori and what she's doing, the work that she's doing and what she's creating. Lord, just flourish every book that she touches. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at glassydaystudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.